While you wait for DoorDash to deliver that $14 taco from Taco Bell,
listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Why, it's right now.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end. And now they start talking.
The Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3, totally hits, totally Nashville.
It is, the truth is out there Tuesday. PYT, perhaps UAP.
That's right. That's the new name for UFOs.
Yes.
Unidentified anomalous phenomenon.
They made it really difficult to say for the whistleblowers to say.
I know. I really think it's, you know, possibly to discredit.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who wants to come out and say, like, no, you can't say UFO. You got to say it this way.
See, now, last I heard it was like unidentified aerial phenomenon, but no, it's not aerial.
No.
It's.
I think because some of them, like, have been found to go in the ocean. So that wouldn't be aerial.
Right. Unless it's the Little Mermaid.
Holy crap. How did you think of that in 1 second?
Because you know I'm always thinking of
that
I'm always thinking of Disney princesses. You know,
I know
that, Joe.
I know.
You know that about
me. You're obsessed. It's okay.
But, you know, right after the election, when nobody was paying attention, they had big hearings in Congress.
Oh, yeah. When they figure, oh, everybody's paying attention to Jake Paul and Mike Tyson last week. They did hearings in Washington with people from the Pentagon, people that worked at Area 51, people, I mean, these are all, they're doctors, they're scientists, they're not wackos. And they asked them direct questions, and the answers they gave, we've been waiting for a long time. Now, they didn't have, like, pictures and things like that to show.
Right.
But they were just there to answer questions. But what they answered should have been making more news.
Lawmakers calling for more transparency around UAPs, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. That's the term the government now uses instead of UFO.
What do you believe UAPs could be or are?
Strong evidence that they are non-human, higher intelligence.
An intelligence officer last year claimed the Pentagon has been hiding knowledge of alien activity for decades.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to.
Luis Elizondo, who headed a Pentagon program investigating UAPs, now doubling down on his claims.
Has the government conducted secret UAP crash retrieval programs, yes or no?
Yes.
Were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
So,
those of us like me that have been watching Ancient Aliens for years know that's all true.
Yeah, but they didn't say it
right
in front of, you know,
cameras and people,
Congress and all that stuff. I mean, these are like, you know, lawmakers asking these questions.
Yeah,
you know, and they're like, yeah. So first thing they said was that they're not human and they're of higher intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
which really isn't hard.
No,
higher intelligence.
I've known some
humans.
Cows there. pretty cool. But then they talked about, and we've gotten their craft that have broken down, you know, and they appeared as, you know, AAA tow trucks and said, we'll take it from here. And then they dismantled the spacecraft so that we could learn their technology.
Yeah, reverse engineer it.
And use it.
Yeah.
So they're like, did we do that? Yes, we did.
Mm.
And it's like, for like, I don't know, when did the UFO craze start, in like the 40s or 50s?
Well, yeah, 50s? Like Roswell was like 47, I think.
Yeah.
And then after that, there was all kinds of talk about, you know, Eisenhower.
So we've been waiting.
Taking away to talk to aliens. So yeah, we've been waiting for it.
You've been deep in it.
Oh,
you know
that,
you know the lore.
I'm deep.
But it's been like 70 years. We've been waiting for this stuff. And then they finally tell us, and we're too busy to notice.
Yeah. So we'd have to be really full of ourselves to think that we're the only living creatures floating around out here.
Right.
Because that would be stupid. You know, there's other people, other things.
Whatever they are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. And yeah, there's. We're going to go into it more throughout the morning. So if you have thoughts on what you just heard and what was admitted on the record in front of all these people in the United States, let us know. You can call the Shinglesmith Roofing Hotline at 615-553-0933. You can leave us a voicemail, no busy signals, on the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Right.
And let us know, what do you think about this? Is this something you've always thought? Have you been a skeptic? And you said, okay, well, that's maybe changing my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe, like we believe, that they've changed the name from UFOs to Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon just to make people choke on their own tongues if they talk about it?
Anomalous Phenomenon. Phenomenon. Got three things you want to know this morning.
Yeah, this is sort of amazing. This young lady, Sophia Park, became the youngest person to pass the California bar exam. She's 17.
Wow.
The bar exam is what you take when you want to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
And it's really, like they say, one of the hardest things ever. And she just became the youngest at 17. And whose record did she break? Her brother.
Oh.
Her older brother.
Some brainiac family.
Yeah. just about a year older, or did it when he was 18. So, I mean, talk about some total, I don't know. We were talking about non-humans earlier. These people have enormous brains like aliens. Good job on them.
The weight of their heads make it hard for them to lift them. The United Nations, sure, they could be, you know, concentrating on world hunger or ending wars. But no, they decided that today is World Toilet Day. And they've decided that today's motto for this year for World Toilet Day is Toilets, a Place for Peace.
Why?
Well, they also,
what's the point?
They say people have admitted that they go to the bathroom out in public just to get away from people.
Why do we have a day for this?
I don't know. But
don't we have better things to spend our time on?
Thank you, United Nations, for clearing that up. Enjoy your peaceful toilet today.
All right. I don't want to freak anybody out, but if you are flying over Thanksgiving, Spirit Airlines yesterday filed for bankruptcy. Now, the good news is they will not be ghosting you,
right.
Spirit Airlines. they will keep flying. It just means they're going to restructure their debt and apparently keep flying and maybe charge you extra for more things.
Well, and also that one good plane they had got shot up over Haiti. So, sorry, that's all we got. Three things you want to know this morning, Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. Hey, we have a qualifier from a Magnitude Gymnastics and Kids Zone Learning Center.
In Hermitage, yes, we do. To get our prize, it's Evelyn and Gallatin. Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm feeling good, even though it's raining.
Yeah, right. We have for you a qualified chance now to get into the Eurostone Suite. I mean, it puts the SWEET in suite.
It's a sweet suite.
At the Bridgestone Arena to see the Mariah Carey Christmas show.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Wow, cool.
That's been fun.
All going to be great for Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Okay.
Did Jim make it an entire week without putting a phone case on his phone? Did he win the bet?
Okay, let's put you on hold. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, all right. Well, if you're tuned in, throughout the week, you know that I bet Jim $5
it was $50.
Was it?
It was $50.
Was it $50?
That I couldn't go a week without putting a phone case, where just having my phone unprotected.
Right, because you have one of the newer iPhones that's supposed to be more durable, so you don't need a case, according to some folks.
But I don't care about what they say.
Yeah.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, like, gosh, the average phone is like $1,000 now.
So you made it through the whole week, so you win the $5.
I did $50.
Are you sure?
It was... Check the tapes. It was $50.
I don't remember
people
that.
People listening.
I don't remember that.
Anybody calling in for gender wars? 615-553-0933. Back me up here. It was $50. If I could get through the terror of holding my phone for a week without a phone case. Because we were talking about people doing that as a flex. And I said,
right.
I would never do that. And you bet me $50.
Okay, I believe you. If it was $50, I don't seem to have my checkbook on me right now.
I don't want a check. That's a chore. I hate when people use checks. Except for when I need to use a check.
I don't have my checkbook with me because nobody uses checks anymore.
Exactly. You knew I didn't. You don't have a checkbook on you, do you?
No, I don't. And I'm not trying to Welch on our bet, even though Ancestry.com says there is some Welch in my family. But that has nothing, you know, it's not germane to our situation right now.
All right, can I have my phone case back?
Yes, you can.
All right, because I literally bought this like a week or two before this bet for $50, and I'm putting it on my phone right
let
now.
Let me give you all the money I have right now. I have...
It's a dollar.
It's $1, and I will give you $1 every Tuesday for the next 50 Tuesdays.
What am I, a sky cap over at the airport?
No, they make way more money than that. There you go.
I'm not accepting it. I want $50.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
Don't see you next Tuesday, me. Yeah. $50.
No.
Venmo.
No, I don't have that.
You have literally Venmo'd me money for stuff before. Like we chip in on somebody's present.
I forgot my password.
Zelle. It's in your banking thing.
All right. Well, yes, I will pay you.
$50.
Yeah, eventually I will pay you. Gender Wars is coming up next. One man, one woman to play our little game. 615-553-0933.
And tell us it was 50. FM.
We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Goin' Postal in Brentwood. Check them out online at goinpostalbrentwood.com.
Their friendly neighborhood shipping and printing center.
All right, we have a man and a woman ready to go at each other and play our little game. Before the guys in the audience, we have Vivat in Mount Juliet. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Thank you.
For the ladies, we have Michaela in Hendersonville. Hey, Michaela.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are so perky.
Glad to have you on the show. Anybody who didn't make it through, please try tomorrow because you get to be in these guys' spot. Let's do a get acquainted question. Let's start with Vivat. What's the best workplace snack to have stored away?
Well, lately, I'm going to say Rice Krispie Treats, because that's my kid's favorite snack right now, and we have it laying around everywhere.
Excellent.
And I have it at my desk probably often.
All right.
So, just fill your pockets. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about you, Michaela? What is the best workplace snack to have stored away? And when I say stored away, hidden from your coworkers who steal stuff.
That's true.
Oh, okay. Some Hershey's. Like with
little
mini Hersheys.
Little mini Hersheys, yeah.
Little Hershey kisses.
Sometimes you just need that little like chocolate bump.
Yeah. No kidding.
I get it.
Or
okay.
Oatmeal cream pie.
Oh, those are good. We have a multiple choice to kick things off for the first questions. And don't forget, you have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble and you don't know the answer to a question, use the screw and make your opponent do it. But we advise, don't use the screw early.
Yes. A lot of people have been falling on their own sword doing that.
Yes. It has not worked out well.
All right. Multiple choice for you, Michaela. Does Tecovas, do they sell golf clubs, power tools, or cowboy boots?
Cowboy boots.
Yes.
Oh, good job. Good job. I had no idea. I guess I'm not a man.
You're not a cowboy boot wearing man.
Vivat, this is your question. Is House Labs cosmetics endorsed by Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, or Madonna? That's House Labs. Are they endorsed by Lady Gaga, Selena Gomez, or Madonna?
Oh, man. I'm going to guess Gaga.
Yes.
And you guessed right.
Good job.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's all tied up.
Okay, Michaela, in the Marvel Universe, who is Thor's brother?
Loki?
Yes. Loki.
Loki. Good job.
All right.
Vivat, you're down 2-1, but you can tie it up here. What phrase translates to social blunder in French?
Oh, my God.
I committed a social blunder.
I'm going to use my screw.
Okay.
All right.
Could be a good wise move.
Let's see. Michaela, what phrase translates to social blunder in French?
Oh, party.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's faux pas.
Faux pas. Oh, it's a faux pas.
Oh, I did a faux pas.
All right, good use of
my
the screw there.
My pants fell down at the party. yeah, Vivant, you just tied it up.
All right, Michaela, Indian. Indian is a company that sells what type of transportation? What'd you say?
She just repeated the question.
Oh, yeah, Indian. What kind of transportation do they make?
Screw. Oh, okay.
Use a screw, okay.
Vivat, she's hoping you don't know it.
Indian is a... what's that?
I'm going to guess, is it one of those carrier trucks?
No, it is not a carrier truck.
No, they make motorcycles. Okay. Motorcycles, yeah. Indian motorcycles.
Okay, so good use of the screw there, Michaela. That got you a point for knowing nothing.
There you go.
Vivat, you've got to get the right answer here to send it into overtime.
Okay.
What do you learn at a Paul Mitchell school?
Oh, that's hairdressing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Styling hair.
Yeah, hair.
Okay.
Yeah,
there
that's
we go.
Exactly right.
A good battle, and we have tied it up. 3 apiece. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune Lyrics Edition.
Yep. Up to 5 lines from a song. How many lines would you need, Michaela?
How many lines?
Yeah.
Two.
Two
okay, lines.
Good.
Ooh, she's very aggressive. You want to do it in one line, Vivat?
Oh, man.
Or make her do it.
I'm going to let her try it.
Okay.
I'm gonna let her try it.
Okay. Get 2 lines. You got to give us the name of the song.
All right. Here are the 2 lines. Michaela. Hey, little sister, who's the one I want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Name that song.
We're all singing it in our heads right now.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Oh.
It was...
I don't...
White Wedding.
White Wedding by Billy Idol.
No.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? He doesn't sing it quite as well as I do, but hey, there you go. Yvonne, yeah, good use. Good strategery. And you are the winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, Yvonne, stay on the line so we can get you your certificate of bragification, and you can... You can show it to all the kids with your sticky Rice Krispie fingers, treat fingers, and we'll get that to you. Thanks for playing the game.
We'll play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood with Woody and Jim. Kind of cool. We had our Gender Wars winner moments ago.
Yeah, Devout did great. It went to overtime, and we want to give a shout-out to Kavir, his 5-year-old son, who encouraged him to call and play.
Yeah.
The great thing is Dad... Listen to the car, you know, in the car on his way to school and stuff like that while he was growing up to us. And now he does the same with his 5-year-old son.
That's so cool.
We hear that story every time, and I never get tired of hearing it because it's so cool they share that time together. So, Kavir, thanks for encouraging Dad to play.
Yeah.
We had fun with him. He was really good.
That's one of the advantages to being on the radio for 1,000 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, hey, Congress last week, after the election was over, and they figured nobody was paying attention.
I know.
They brought a bunch of scientists and experts to talk about aliens.
And they weren't just any scientists, right? They're not like some guy who's running around Area 51. These are all people that worked in the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Some people worked on the actual government agency they formed to investigate these like weird objects in the sky. And the answers they gave last week were incredible, and none of us were paying attention.
Right. It's the answers we've been waiting for years.
Right.
And then we got those answers, but yeah, they did it in the middle of the day after the election, and nobody was paying attention.
I know. Like, the only person was like one old man watching C-SPAN in Minnesota was the only guy that saw these things. But we figured, let's bring those to you so you can say at least, well, hey, Woody and Jim told me about it.
That's right.
These are... experts, people with knowledge of what's happened. They've seen it all. And here's the questions they got and some of the answers they gave.
Okay, so who has the imagery?
I can tell you that in a closed setting.
Can you describe what was depicted in the satellite imagery? Just a description.
It was a UAP, ma'am. The term that the analysts used, they call it the button. It was a disc-shaped object.
Okay. Where was it?
I can't tell you that, ma'am.
Okay.
There was a bunch of things that they said they had signed that limits what they can say in public.
A non-disclosure kind of thing?
But they can go tell those Congress people behind closed doors with no cameras. Uh-huh.
Where the real government work gets done behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah. In the smoky rooms where the secrets are told.
So, more for The Truth is Out There Tuesday.
Okay. Were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
Do any U.S. contractors have the same?
I would prefer to address that in a closed session, ma'am.
Okay. In your book, you mentioned government employees who've been injured by UAPs, placed on leave, and receiving government compensation for their injuries. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How can the government deny we have recovered craft if they're paying people because they've been injured by recovered craft?
Ma'am, that's a great question. That's why I think we're here again, because I've seen the documentation by the U.S. government for several of these individuals who have sustained injuries as a result of a UAP incident.
Okay, so who...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
But, like, that's one I've never heard before.
Right.
Like, sometimes they have to go in the side door. You know, like, they go, oh, why is that guy getting disability? Oh, he got, like, you know, he got shot in the leg by a laser.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making that up.
In an underground laboratory somewhere.
And it came out of a flying saucer, and we're paying him because that's, like, a workplace incident. Oh, really? Do you have flying saucers?
No.
Well, of course you do. You're paying the guy who was injured by one.
I'm fascinated by this, and I'm very excited to see what else comes out because, you know, this is cool. We've been waiting for this info for the longest time.
Woody has watched like 1,000 hours of ancient aliens
and the UFO investigation shows. Yeah,
he has
all about it.
A graduation certificate from the Ancient Aliens University. But it's just one of those things like, we waited forever for this thing. And then when they actually like get the answers out, none of us are paying attention.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all going like, okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Congress, you know, probably around, you know, 4:30 on Friday when nobody's paying attention to anything. Well,
we will all convene during the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, you know, when everybody's watching something else.
All right, we got a bunch more of this stuff. I'll share it with you. It is The Truth is Out There Tuesday.
Three things you want to know with Woody and Jim. Coming up right after this quick break on 93.3 FM.
By the way, all those things that were said, those were said just a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's a story I'm bringing up only to irritate Woody.
Okay.
Because he refused to pay back a bet. So I'm going to tell you something that you're going to hate.
Okay.
You do like Jon Bon Jovi.
I do.
The guy saved somebody's life over on the pedestrian bridge in Nashville last month.
He's an awesome guy.
Okay. Love him. Love his music. He has joined up with the person's music that you hate the most. He has done a collab with Pitbull.
Pitbull.
They've done a remix of It's My Life, and it's called Now or Never. And this is what it sounds like. That's right. Jon Bon Jovi with Your Most Hated Music Artist. It's Jon Bon Jovi. There's your favorite guy, Pitbull. Telling people to put their hands together.
It's an essential part of the song.
I don't know how he knows how to do that so well, where he just like talks while other people are singing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really good.
Oh, you're so good, Bull.
Don't you love it?
Yep. That's why I try to be a good person, because I know if I die and I go to hell, that Pitbull will be waiting for me and saying, which one of my songs would you like to hear first?
For eternity.
Oh, I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
All right, so
he just needs to stop working.
There you go. Right, look it up if you want to hear more of it. Now or Never is the title of it, a remix of It's My Life. Rod Stewart is bringing his One Last Time tour to North America and Nashville. While he says it's not exactly his farewell tour, I think if you say it's one last time,
I think. You got it. And he's almost like 80, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's touring with Cheap Trick as the opener, and they will be coming to Nashville on August 14th, 2025.
Nice.
So one last chance, possibly, to see great Rod Stewart.
Yeah, he puts on a good show.
Yes,
and
he does.
If you want a soccer ball, he kicks him into the audience all the time.
He does. He does. I've seen him. He's great.
Speaking of aging rock stars, Bob Dylan, Timothy Chalamet is going to do a biopic movie where he plays Bob Dylan.
I've seen the trailers, yeah.
And he actually does the real singing.
Wow.
Here he is doing a Bob Dylan song.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? My darling young one.
But then again, it's not that hard to do Bob Dylan.
No, but he's pretty
good. He's doing really good. He looks like him, too.
I know. So, yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's just another reason for guys to hate Timothy Chalamet. He's good looking. Yeah, he's a good actor.
Him.
Now he's
all
sing.
Love him. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Been in the blue walk around the neighborhood.
We've got a story that will definitely change your mood this morning. This is the American dream in like 60 seconds. There was a gentleman who was homeless, but he was also working. He washes windows in Manhattan, where there's a lot of windows.
Yes.
And somebody featured him on their social media, and it started making the rounds and went viral. And then good things happened when those two people met up again.
What's up, bro? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Boy, what's up, bro?
You're working already?
Yes, bro, I'm doing. So great things have happened, bro. So let me tell you what happened. Your video has took me viral. I've been in stores. People are really helping me. Donating to my company. They really want me to see me making. I'm going to give back to this community. Ah, yeah, I forgot to tell you. This is really what happened. I signed a contract. 13 Dunkin' Donuts. That's the biggest news ever.
13?
13, my dude. I can come in at night with the keys, if nobody's there, and do the burp, and then they trust me to come out and lock the place up. If it wasn't for your video, I'd have never caught letting this exposure. None of it. These people were leaving me so much, bro, that they're dead. And trust me, and I can't let them down. I'm right across the street. This Dunkin' Donuts right here, I was just lady seeing the video, she gave me a job. And while I'm doing this Dunkin' Donuts, the gentleman from this store right here, Gourmet, came out and came all the way across the street and said, listen, I see you on the video. He said, when you finish, come across the street into my store.
So you're full-time now?
I'm full-time. I'm somebody now thanks to you guys, bro.
Wow. That's amazing. He's going to have to hire a staff now to
I know.
Keep up with all
he's
the business.
He's going to have employees.
Yeah,
and
that's
he's
amazing.
Just so darn happy
that is so
to
cool.
work and make a living, give back to the community. So that hopefully changed your mood this morning.
The Woody and Jim Show.
On 93.3. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.
A couple of things happened yesterday that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, they're not even really political.
Yeah.
They're just weird.
First of all, President Biden, who will be president for like another 2 months,
yep.
has authorized Ukraine to use long-range missiles against Russia that we gave them. The thing is that caught my eye and ear was what they call the missiles.
Attack-em?
Attack-ems.
Yeah, see, I follow all this stuff.
Attack-ems. Why do they give such a cute name to something so deadly and awful?
I know. It sounds like something like from a kids like Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, or cereal, like it's a cereal commercial. Dig-ems.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to dig-ems, get some attack-ems. And then we're going to go back and make some steak-ems. Remember steak-ems?
I do.
Sadly, we do.
The particle board of meat.
Yeah, exactly. And President Biden was in the Amazon rainforest yesterday. He was the first sitting president to visit the rainforest.
I did not know that.
First of all, he thanked the people of the Amazon for getting his packages to him in 2 days. Till they took it and said, no, it's not that Amazon. Oh, okay. And so he makes a speech. He's out in the middle of the rainforest with a little podium and a microphone, cameras all around. And he's talking about how we must preserve the rainforest and it's the future of the world depends on it. And then he just says, thank you. And he turns around and just walks off into the woods.
Is that the video you've got going there?
He disappears into the rainforest.
Why is he going straight back from the podium into the rainforest? Like, After you finish a speech, you go to the left or to the right.
Right.
It looks like he's going off to never come back.
He just wanders off into the woods. Is that what we're doing now? if you don't win re-election, they just release you into the woods.
you're set free into the wild.
If that's the case, I'm all for it.
Like a tracking collar. I just check in on you once in a while.
It is The Truth Is Out There Tuesday.
Yep. So last week, there were congressional hearings. In which they asked people within the Pentagon and the various agencies that look into unidentified objects, which are now called UAPs.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that work for the government.
Yeah, these are not just people wandering around in aluminum foil hats.
Exactly. And while we were all racing to get the next Stanley Tumbler from Target,
mm-hmm.
or who is going to beat the tar out of Mike Tyson, they were giving these incredible revelations.
Do you believe, just for the record, that the federal government, any part of the federal government, is knowingly concealing evidence about UAPs from the public?
Yes, sir.
100%.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. As are four people lined up.
Saying yes, yes, yes.
Unanimous.
Yes.
What do you believe UAPs could be or are?
Strong evidence that they are non-human higher intelligence.
I echo my colleague's comment, sir.
Genuinely do not know.
Don't know, but we must find out.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were saying like, okay, yeah, it's a security thing. Like, if right. we don't know what they are, we better find out.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously non-human and smarter than us.
Yes. So they maybe think of us as zoo creatures.
Right.
They're just coming to visit.
Right.
And keep an eye on us, but they don't want to land. Because they don't want our earthling ick to get all over them.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, they roll up their windows.
That's why they only show themselves to unreliable witnesses.
Right.
To Scooter, who's been drinking schnapps out in the swamp and, you know, is going around hitting mailboxes with baseball bats.
Hey, we're going by Earth. Lock your doors, kids. You know that's going on. But,
They also, you know, admitted that we have their craft.
We've been reverse engineering them.
Yes. And they also admitted that people have been injured by the spacecraft, we'll just call them, for the lack of a better word at the moment.
Right, right, right.
And that the government is on the books as paying them for being injured by the spacecraft.
So it was a workplace accident.
Yeah. Yeah, they're at work.
But they won't admit that we have the spacecraft, but somebody got injured on one of them.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why they're paying them.
Right.
Like a disability.
Makes sense.
Like, sorry, they bore a laser through, like, you know, your head.
Well, this has, you know, been going around for years, of course. You know, Roswell in 1947. Before that, in World War II, they had the Foo Fighters, which is where they got their name for their band.
Right. That was the nickname
for
little flying saucers.
Glowing orbs that would be all around them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Maddie, our intern, has left us a message.
Yeah, she's on her way in, so obviously she's stranded on I-24 right now.
Yeah, God help her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably needs one of those flying saucers to get out of it.
No kidding.
But here's her take. She's kind of skeptical. But a hot take from intern Maddie.
All right.
I honestly feel like humans have a hypersensitivity in the same way that they do about ghosts.
Okay.
But I personally have to see it to believe it. And of the cases that they've had, it looks like they've solved a whole bunch of them without having proof of ETs. So it does say you get to watch the hearing. I believe at 3:15. Today.
Mm.
So that's interesting. So maybe if I'm not doing anything, I'll try and watch that because that'll be super funny, honestly.
Super funny. So, okay. So there's more today.
Okay.
So, we'll do some checking and, hey, when we come back from the break, I'll find out. And if it's 3:15 or 2:15, you can watch
it. Right, right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. The aliens are visiting. And have been for thousands of years.
And they're hilarious.
Had some fun this morning talking about aliens and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll be looking for the coverage today.
Yeah.
On C-SPAN. There's more hearings.
Yeah, it's going to be a rainy day. A good inside watching C-SPAN day.
And I have a lot of time to kill because I've got one of those things where the cable guy is going to come sometime between 1 o'clock this afternoon and the year 2047.
That's cool.
So yeah. I'll be sitting around with nothing to do. What about you? What's your day looking like, Woody?
I got a lot of boring stuff I got to do. I'm going to be making lots of phone calls about taxes, lawyers, all kinds of stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to be inside hating my life.
That's adulting to its worst.
I know. I do not recommend adulting. Zero stars. I'm sorry. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you.